MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Brandon Topp, and he's Divisional Executive of Enforcement at the FSCA. Brandon, morning. Appreciate your early morning time. Reports over the weekend, Mirror Trader International, who have been put into provisional liquidation, allegedly everything has disappeared. The weekend report saying that those who had withdrawn money from Mirror Trader International are going to have to pay it back. Are you able to confirm the legitimacy of those reports?
Yes, morning. And that is common law in South Africa. So if you're in a participant in an unlawful scheme, the liquidators are in a position to claim that money back and doesn't have a time limit either. And if they don't do it on that basis, they'll do it on a basis in certain circumstances of certain of the persons being preferred at the expense of other creditors.
Yeah, and that, and this is even, if I understand correctly, it's even your, you know, if you put 100 rand in and took your 100 rand out, in other words, you haven't made a profit, even that 100 rand you took out, you're going to get a claim for that money.
That's correct, in theory. Practically, it obviously costs the liquidators a lot of money and time mm-hmm. to go after all the money. So the best bet is for persons to approach the liquidators and try and do an arrangement with them that they only pay back the interest or the unlawful return. There is cases where liquidators can settle with the creditors.
And this is, yeah, and as you said up front, I mean, the issue here is you know, quite simple. And you know, it's an alleged crime at this point in the process, but you know, if you've made money from an alleged crime, you can't do that. That is just a breach of any sort of ethical and legal process. That needs to be returned and therefore distributed accordingly.
Correct. And I said right from the start to people that would listen that we need to make a good example in South Africa of a Ponzi, you know, because it doesn't happen in many cases. But because this is such a large one, there's going to be people and time and resources applied to it. But yeah, we can make an example so that the public can actually learn their lesson in this, because there are a lot of professional Ponzi investors in South Africa. They get in early and they bring other people and they try and get out. And nobody comes often then. But I think in this case, we're going to see something different.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I suppose so. Because then it's usually the case, right? That the whole Ponzi scheme is if you're in early, you can actually do all right. And you're suggesting that they're actually people who sort of hunt these out with the awareness that get in quick, get out quick, and essentially take your money and run.
Correct. And yeah. I've heard people tell me that on the radio shows as well. When we talk about Ponzi's in South Africa. Specifically, when people say that, you know, they don't know that it's wrong, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah. The bottom line is, we tell people the whole time, if it's not an FSB approved, you know, don't invest through them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's always the easy process. You go to the FSCA website, check if they're there. That was my big claim with Mirror Trader back in May of last year. Where's their license? They said they didn't need one. I'm like, no, you're taking money. A last point, I mean, one of the issues, we're going to see Bitcoin in particular. I mean, you know, there's lots around Bitcoin, but it does lend itself to this sort of illegal activity simply because the money can disappear. There's not that traditional paper trail you get from banking, and we're going to see probably a lot more of these around the crypto space.
Yeah, well, if you go back through hundreds of years, you'll see that unlawful behavior has always been performed around new technologies, etc., because people don't understand it much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much easier to pull a false one on people. I'm not a lover of any of the crypto assets, and I personally don't believe in them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in fairness, the crypto assets are used as much as any fiat currencies are. But at the moment, it is easier. Law enforcement, etc., and people like us, you know, we're still learning how to trace and follow up on crypto assets. So it is going to be used a lot more for the next couple of months, maybe years,
yeah,
and maybe the traditional fiat.
Yeah, and that's the warning to listeners out there. You know, there's a lot that red flags a scam. If it's crypto, you want to be perhaps digging a little bit more. We'll leave that there. Brandon Topp, Divisional Executive Enforcement, FSCA. Appreciate your early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.